Chapter 7, 13 Oakland Street. Number 13 Oakland Street was a house with two floors and a big window in the front. The house had an old gate in the front, and the garden was in bad condition. At the side of the house, Tony and Emma saw the blue van. They were very excited. They tried to open the front gate quietly, but it made a noise. Tony and Emma waited. Nobody came to look, so they went through the garden quickly, crouched under the big window, and looked inside the house. They saw a living room with a desk in the corner. A woman was standing near the window. She was leaning over the desk, putting piles of banknotes into a big bag.
"Look at all that money," said Tony.
Then he heard somebody behind him. He turned and saw Mr. Johnson standing there with a gun in his hand.
"I knew that you two were going to cause me problems," Mr. Johnson said with a cold smile. "Well, you found me, but you'll be sorry. Hands up. Go into the house."
Tony and Emma put their hands above their heads and walked through the front door into the living room.
"Sit there,"
Mr. Johnson ordered, pointing to two chairs near the wall. Then he said to the woman,
"Anna, look. We've got visitors."
The woman turned.
"You! You're the secretary from the town hall," Tony said, very surprised.
Anna nodded. She was chewing gum, like in her office.
"Now I understand everything,"
Emma exclaimed, looking at Mr. Johnson.
"You go into the library and get into the town hall's computer system from there. Then you send false letters, and probably emails too, demanding money from people."
She turned to the secretary.
"But what's your connection to this?" she asked.
Anna smiled and said,
"Well, somebody had to give Mr. Johnson the password to the town hall's computer system,"
Tony interrupted. He looked at Mr. Johnson.
"But the hacker wasn't as tall as you," he said, perplexed.
Just then, Anna walked across the room. She was wearing elegant blue trousers, and she smelled of perfume. Emma breathed deeply. She knew that smell. It was the same as the smell in the library.
"Wait," Emma said excitedly, looking at Anna. "The person in the library wasn't a man. You're the hacker, Anna, not Mr. Johnson."
"That's right,"
the secretary answered with a cold smile.
"I couldn't use my computer at work because I didn't want to leave any signs of what I was doing."
Mr. Johnson and Anna tied the teenagers to their chairs and then tied their hands behind their backs with rope.
"Someone will find us," Tony said to them angrily. "You won't escape."
"Yes, we will," Mr. Johnson laughed. "In a minute, we're going to take the money and leave. We're going to drive to the airport, and from there..."
"Stop,"
Anna interrupted.
"Don't tell them our plans. Just leave them here while we get ready."
Then she and Mr. Johnson left the room.